Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Galen A. Brown's service in Vietnam informed 50 years of his art. Now the artist is honored with a retrospective of his artwork at the Day Gallery in the Warren Lee Center for the Arts at the University of South Dakota. The show is called Shapes and Shadows. It runs March 5th through April 4th. The reception is March 23rd. And now we're joined in the studios in Vermilion by Kay Atkins Brown. She's curator of the collection. Kay, welcome. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you and good morning.
Give us an overview of the exhibition itself, please.
Well, the exhibition is a big question, but it is a retrospective of Galen's work, and it represents over 40 years of his art, and it is one person's journey through life, and a lot of it relates to his experiences in Vietnam, and also Galen had a tremendous sense of justice and injustice, so a lot of his pieces are very relevant to what is going on today.
So what medium did he work in? What will we see?
He was mixed media.
Okay.
And the majority of it's mixed media. I think there's one or two prints, but he was trained as a printmaker here in Vermilion at USD and was one of the first people to be involved in the Frogman's Press that was started by Lloyd Menard a number of years ago. And but his works now as mixed media, they look like prints, but they're not prints. They are exquisitely executed with all different kinds of collages, different textures, and so they're quite wonderful to look at in addition to the message that they convey.
So thematically, what, I mean, how much do you want to say? Do you want people just to come and experience, you know, the exhibition itself, or do you want to talk about, you know, sort of in his life, what sort of themes did he return to again and again?
Well, the biggest theme that he returned to, and what is what he said a lot, my art is not a lecture. I just want people to think. And so I would say that there's a number of themes that are in this retrospective. I will just highlight maybe a few of them. One of them was that, like I mentioned before, he had this incredible sense of justice and injustice. And we are South Dakota natives, both of us. And Galen and I lived in South Dakota for quite a number of years until we moved to Minnesota back in the late 80s. But one of the particular themes that he felt strongly about, and that is the condition and the plight of the Native Americans in South Dakota. And a number of years ago, he had an incredible show at the Dahl Arts Gallery, and it was called Wounded Knee 1 and Wounded Knee 2. And it was his statement about how the federal government and other entities had not really been fair or treated Native Americans fairly. And back then, he had quite a dialogue with a number of people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And the pieces are very, very powerful, but they're hard to look at. Some of his work is not easy to look at because of the images. He didn't mince images. Let me say that. He didn't mince images. So I think those are probably two of the most powerful pieces as far as the themes of justice and injustice. Also, there is a whole series called the Jessica series, which was done in the 1990s. And everything that was going around him politically, he would reflect in his art, which would include various things like what happened to Muhammad Ali, all the way to the problems that people were having in Iraq and Iran, and all of those things were reflected in his pieces. One of my favorite pieces is a piece that he did with Jessica, and it's called My Friend Alex and I. And it was a statement about violence on the streets. One of the things that I think that people should appreciate when they view his pieces. There are, I think, 27 of his pieces. All of his pieces have a reference to his experience in Vietnam.
Right.
Whether they're just subtle references, perhaps including in the very far corner of one of the pieces, his M16 rifle. But you have to find it. It's like a Where's Waldo thing. Mm. And so it becomes a real visual challenge to say, okay, now what is this piece about and what is it referencing? And you can always find that subtle reference. And I believe that Galen started his whole journey into art with that idea of his Vietnam experience and the justice and the injustice. In the pieces that's called the Jessica series, if you look, there is a date, which is March 19th, 1968. And that was the day Galen was wounded in action, which was actually this week,
right,
50 years ago.
Wow.
And when he was a Marine sniper, served two tours of duty in Vietnam. And his whole retrospective, including what he was talking about justice and injustice, was also his journey to healing. And I believed right before he passed in 2013, he had come to, as much as he could, grips with some of the experiences that he had in Vietnam.
Was he an artist before he went? Did
No.
he pursue art afterwards?
No, he pursued
art. That's fascinating.
Artists. Well, he came to the University of South Dakota to study political science. And so, you know, that was what his goal was. And he just decided one day to take an art class and decided that he could create more messages and more impact through visual arts than he could in maybe even teaching.
Right. You knew him over the years as you were parents together, you know, during your marriage. Mm-hmm. Did you watch him sort of, you know, what was his emotional state when he created art? Was it something that he, you know, did it bottle up and he had to get something out? Was he trying to, you know, was he logical and you know, meticulous about it? Tell me what that process was like to watch.
Well, he was, I believe, a master artist.
Yeah.
And he would begin the process of his art with a sketchbook. And he would begin sketching his ideas. He was meticulous, absolutely meticulous, absorbed, totally absorbed with his art when he was working on a piece. So you didn't talk to him, you know, you fed him, and that was about it. You did not bother him when he was in the middle of a piece. But so many of his pieces were based on historical incidents like Wounded Knee, or I can't even say this, Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, Abu Ghraib. There's a number of pieces called the Justice Flags. He would study those issues. So it wasn't just an artistic vision. It was a political understanding plus an artistic interpretation of a political understanding that he had from studying the issues. And so it became quite an absorbed process for him to finally create his art.
So creating an artistic inspiration after Abu Ghraib is a rare thing, I would think. Maybe not. Maybe this is something artists all over the country just, you know, connected with and felt they had something to say. There was cruelty, there was injustice in that moment, and there was, I think, a sense for many veterans that, like, that should not have happened, but there before the grace of God go on.
Yeah.
And there was this sort of, it was visceral for a lot of veterans.
Yes, it was. And I think for Galen, especially, because he was so in tune to justice and injustice, and he thought it was a horrible example of not having justice in the United States. But the pieces that he did from that series are probably what I consider some of his most beautiful pieces, because they are, well, of course, the name of the retrospective is Shapes and Shadows. And as he matured as an artist, his images became much more suggestive and not so in your face. And so he did this whole series called The Justice Flags. And I think I sent you a copy of one of the pieces. But just very subtly, you can see an image of Lady Liberty blinded. You can see a little image of one of the prisoners, and I think that was probably the most predominant image, where they had the black bag over the head of a prisoner, mm-hmm. and that is just subtly woven in there. But again, he didn't do it in your face. You have to look at that and think about that. And I, with his philosophy, as my art is not a lecture, I want people to think. As he matured, it becomes more and more apparent that it is up to the viewer to find these things and to understand these things. But I've had a number of people already come and look at the exhibit, and they're moved. It's moving, not only from the sense of the justice and the injustice, but a lot of veterans will come and look at the pieces, and they have deeper understanding of what this whole process is and was. And as I mentioned, this whole years that Galen went through his art, he worked through so many things, and as I mentioned before, I believe that at the end he had found some peace. And as you walk into the show, you can follow his journey. The first part of the show is a box with the flag that was presented to his daughter at his funeral. And the box also contains the Purple Heart that he won in Vietnam. It contains the medals for each one of the battles that he served. So that is the beginning of the journey in the gallery. And then there is a picture of Galen right before he was wounded in Hue in 1968. There is a copy or a photograph of the letter that was sent to his parents about his injury. And so you start, that's where you start the journey. And also the beginning of the journey, you see a picture. Actually, it was one of the first art pieces that Galen did, was a drawing of the jungle boots he wore in Vietnam.
The exhibition is called Shapes and Shadow. You can see it now through April 4th at the Day Gallery in the Warnley Center for the Arts at University of South Dakota, a reception on March 23rd.
And it is from 4 to 7.
4 to 7 on March 23rd.
Yeah, on March 23rd. And I will be there, of course, my daughter and I will be there. And we will, kind of towards about the middle, maybe 5:30, quarter to 6, I'm going to be giving a little presentation about his work. I have been asked by Twin Cities Public Television to be part of a panel series that will travel around. Actually, it's going to be around the Twin Cities area, because I will be telling the story of not only Galen's journey as a veteran, but what it's like as for his family and his children and their journey.
Yeah. All right. That's tomorrow. Kay Adkins Brown, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
And we appreciate the opportunity to present. Thank you.